Yeah, talking about eufy.com. The Eufy video lock is unbelievable. You can get it on Amazon. You can get it at Best Buy stores starting on May 20th. What is it? It's a smart lock, 2K cam, and doorbell, 3-in-1, triple security, so you can have everything you need in one device rather than install many pieces on your front door. It's not just for security, but also for convenience. No more concerns about losing keys like my wife. You can assign passwords to your family members and see them coming back home via the integrated camera. It's easy to install and set up with just a Phillips head screwdriver, no drilling required. It's got a keyless entry. No more fumbling for the keys. When hands are full, never worry about kids losing keys or passing among the renters of your house. You got a rental property out there, this is a must-have. I love this product. Just got it a couple weeks ago. Huge fan. Have the Ring camera. It's okay. It's not as great as this, so I swapped it out. Go to Eufy Video Lock today on YouTube. That's EUFY Video Lock, or visit EUFYOfficial.com/video lock to see how you can gain complete control of your front door.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Yeah, welcome to Drinking Bros, kids. It's Monday. Fun day, or whatever the opposite of that is. My God, man. It's not fun on Mondays. Don't enjoy them. I try not to drink on Mondays. That's just a personal policy. Usually go pretty hard on the weekends. Then we got some listeners that are in the studio today that'll join us at the end of the show who have a bottle of tequila that is worth $2,000, they said.
Is that a lie?
You're lying.
They don't look like the kind of guys that are cruising around with $2,000 tequila. And if they are, they're on the lam because they stole a goddamn bottle. That's
what I want to know is I walked in and one of it was yours. It was your girlfriend who's holding it.
Fiance.
We'll give her the proper due at the end of the show. But she's guarding it as if it is some statue that has never been touched before. It reminds me of that. Remember that Louis Trey night with Michael Irvin and Chuck Liddell?
Yeah.
Well, where somebody guarded the bottle Louis all night?
Louis the 14th, is that what it is? They always, not like, sure there's, what it they're is. Like, I've never seen a promotional, like, I understand the booze is extremely expensive, but I've never seen a promotions team like, you can, it's one drink per person. Like, dude, I'll fucking chug that fucking bottle and smash it over your French head right now. Fuck you. But they're always super polite. It's just kind of weird.
They are, but it's weird. And yes, we only had one little tiny shot of it. Like, that was it. And then the guy took the bottle back.
Fucking delicious.
Disappeared. Like, it is delicious.
Yes, it is delicious.
But the guy took the bottle back and disappeared after that. I don't know if you guys are going to pull the same shit. We'll find out.
No, that's a man law violation.
I think so, right?
No, if you bring a bottle or a six pack or a case or whatever into an establishment with other dudes, then it belongs to the house now. As long as it's unopened, if it's like a bottle of wine or a six pack and it's unopened at the end of the night, you can take it.
Yeah.
But if it's been, if the seal's been broken already, you can take one for the road, right?
That's what I think.
And that's it.
Yeah.
And if you tried, like, to me, that's theft.
Yeah.
And if you're trying to steal shit from me, now, you know.
Now there's a problem.
Now there's a fucking problem. Guns are getting involved.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to start shooting people in the legs.
Exactly. You just got back from St. Louis. You did Real AF with Andy Frisilla. When is that episode dropping? Do you know?
It was out Saturday.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, damn. He moves fast.
Yep.
Yeah,
they have us. They have a really good production team over there.
Nice.
Yeah.
So you can download that episode now on his feed on Real AF?
Yeah, I think they only put theirs out on Apple Podcasts, actually.
Okay.
Which is interesting.
Yeah, that is interesting.
So
it's a huge show.
Yeah.
Everybody was stoked that you were on it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fun. He's a buddy of mine, so we like doing stuff. He and DJ, the other guy that hosts the show, are buddies of mine. So, yeah, it's fun.
That's cool, man. How's their facility? I heard it's bananas.
Yeah, it's nice. I mean, they have, their podcast room is just one room, but they have, like, it's fucking nice. So half the building I guess the front half is big lobby offices and stuff like that. They have like a pit with all their customer service people in it. So every time anybody orders anything, somebody writes that person a handwritten note and puts it in.
No
the order.
Shit. Yeah. That's awesome.
Then they have a complete gym and basketball court on the backside.
Oh, wow.
And dope ass lockers and shit. I'll post a video of the locker they gave me.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, it's a super. And they're building their production and fulfillment area is on the very backside, but they're moving all of that over to this new building that they're building right next door. And then they're going to fill that in with more offices, customer service people and shit.
Hell yeah.
It's a huge business.
That's dope, man. Yeah, people were stoked about it. There was a guy at the gym this morning who listens to the show, and he hit me up. He's like, yo, when's that episode dropping? I was like, I'll ask him today. We'll find out.
Does he have the fucking internet?
Yeah, he does. He's got the internet.
So it's like you just search my name and his name. And
but if he's a Spotify guy, then, you know.
Well, so what what they do is on their link tree or whatever it is or on their website, they have they just post the URL to the web link for Apple Podcasts. You can watch it on your web browser.
Got it.
So they don't put it anywhere else. I don't know why. I think it's wild. Probably just because they don't care. Like they don't need the numbers. It's just a marketing device for them. So
yeah.
No point in getting involved in everybody's bullshit.
All right. I like it. Today's the 1 year anniversary of the pull out of Afghanistan. Seems strange. I feel like we just did this story and now a year is gone already. That's fucking weird, man. Taliban is trending. Everybody's, you know, saying women's rights and all that other stuff are gone. Have you heard anything about this anymore? It felt like this was a trendy topic for about 2 months, and then boom, that's it. We're all done. We don't give a shit anymore.
I hear about it literally every single day, actually, from buddies of mine that work in that field. Yeah.
Okay.
So you remember? Have you seen that movie, Charlie Wilson's War?
Mm-hmm.
Remember the part at the end where Philip Seymour Hoffman's character Gus Avracados, who was a real Central Intelligence operator back in the day. Everybody's celebrating the fall of the Soviets.
Yeah.
And he's like, he fucking grabs Tom Hanks' drink and pours it, Charlie Wilson's drink, and pours it out. And he's like, hey, wake the fuck up. All the crazies are pouring into fucking Afghanistan right now, and they're about to take that country over, and it's going to be a haven for terrorism indefinitely, right? All you need to do is like build some schools and set up some security and shit. You don't need to fucking stay there forever, but we got to get this done. The U.S. government ignored it then,
mm-hmm.
right? Then we had to go back there. And now we're ignoring it. We're going to be back there again in 10 years.
Yeah.
Or we're just going to keep blowing up neighborhoods anytime we think there's some dude, you know, like the ordnance we're using to target people now is pretty sophisticated. So the, I guess the unintended consequences of some of those things aren't as bad, but still that's no, like you can't, that was the big mistake of the 90s was relying on, EW, electronic warfare, instead of having actual human beings on the ground, right? And we got fucked because of it. So maybe we'll learn a lesson. But for Afghanis, they're fucked.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like, in even in like Iran and China, if a private or some lower level dude does some crazy shit, like fucking kills somebody or rapes people or whatever the fuck, somebody, there's a rank structure where somebody, that dude has to answer to somebody and he's going to get his shit pushed in, right?
Yeah.
So it's a deterrent from things like that happening. The Taliban is like a fucking, it's not even as organized as like a fucking prison gang. You know what I mean? It's just a bunch of random bullshit all over the place. So it's like constant terrorism, terrorizing the citizenry 24 hours of every day, and there's no accountability to anyone. It's complete fucking chaos.
Yeah, because right now it says they're struggling with rising poverty, obviously. Drought, malnutrition, and then fading hope among women that they'll have a decisive role in the country's future. But we knew that, right?
Yes.
You know, I read this in the paper this morning. I was like, well, that was zero surprises. It's what we said a year ago. I think the only thing that's shocking to me is the media has been silent about it ever since.
Well, most of the media, but not Vox. Of all people, Vox, who like that... I don't go there looking for news, but they published an article this morning titled "No One Has Been Held Accountable for the Catastrophic Afghanistan Withdrawal." Now, that's not where I expected to see that article.
No,
to be frank,
that's strange.
But they're 100% correct.
So Vox had that, huh?
Yep.
I believe they just sold too, Bob. Look up their numbers. I thought Vox sold for maybe $525 million last week or something crazy where I was just like, what? Maybe Vox is bigger than we think. Who was it, Bob?
Vox Media buying Group 9 in 2021. Vox Media competes. I'm seeing they bought Group 9 a little while back. Let me look at the news here.
All right. Fine. You find it, Bob. God damn it. Just look for Vox sale. Did they sell? Or was it another one? Was it Vice? Was it something flirty?
Yeah, it looks like Vox just, not that it matters, but Vox made like a pretty big acquisition last year. So I don't know that they were the ones that sold. That's okay. The main news story that's coming up.
There was a shitty one then. It might have been somebody else that just sold for $525 million. I was like, holy fucking shit. Maybe it was BuzzFeed or something like that. Either way.
So Vice
Axios. I'm sorry.
Oh, it was Axios.
Fucking Axios, dude. They sold for $525 million. How is that worth $525 million?
I mean, you think it should be worth less?
Yes.
I don't know.
Yes, like $4.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, would have said $4.88.
By the way, Vice Media is exploring a sale.
Oh, they are?
Yeah, to Antenna Group, whatever the fuck that is.
Ooh, for how much?
I'm looking. It says it was once valued at $5.7 billion, but that ain't...
Vox?
No, Vice.
Oh, Vice, yeah. Well,
old Vice, yeah. Old school Vice.
Old school Vice, for sure.
They had I guess they still do. No one just cared, and just no one cares. But they have a pretty big digital media department as well.
Yeah, they do, and they're on. They've got their own network. They bought out, what was it, MSN or whatever channel that was, and they're there. The ratings are terrible, and all they do is weed shows, which I don't mind. And then occasionally they'll have somebody sneak over the border to North Korea, and that's a fun flirty thing.
You know, I didn't hate the James Vanderbeek show where he was the DJ.
Oh yeah, who was it? It was playing a famous DJ. Who was it? Wasn't Avicii, but
Diplo. Yeah.
Diplo. That's it.
Come on.
That's it.
Come on.
Avicii's dead, right?
R.I.P.
That was a genuinely funny show, actually.
It was decent, yeah. Vanderbeek's really good at that tongue-in-cheek shit. Yeah, but Axios sold for $525 million. A lot of goddamn money. Jesus Christ, man. That's insanity. And then Vox will probably sell as well. All of these things will just be underneath one umbrella at the end of the day.
Yeah, it'll be the United States government, probably.
Yep. Yeah.
So
and we're kind of all done with that, which is fun. I got a weird one for you. Spain is going through this heat wave as well as Afghanistan right now. This drought, apparently it's everywhere in Europe, I guess. They just enacted a law that you can't put your thermostat under 80 degrees. To me, that would cause a civil war inside my own country where I try to overthrow the government.
Well, maybe. I mean, there's there have been some reports from some international organizations about Ukraine where now food scarcity because of supply lines and things like that is becoming a real problem. And there are factions even on the pro-Ukraine side that want to fucking dissolve the government and shit like that.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, look, when it's Maslow's hierarchy of needs, when people feel scared, when they don't have a roof over their heads and when they don't have a full belly, they get fucking pissed off. It doesn't matter what else is going on. That's why people almost always vote because of the economy.
Yeah.
Because those are the things that actually affect them.
Yeah. What's your number thermostat-wise? What's your go-to? 80's not it, fam. That's not even fucking close.
I usually stay at about 70 to 72. It depends on, you know, the quality. Where I'm spending my time, the quality of the air conditioning and things like that. If you're in an older house, typically, if it's not the newer style of insulation, you can really only cool it about 20 degrees, 20, 25 degrees, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, I keep mine pretty cold. I think 70.
70 is where I live as well. If I'm in a hotel, though, or an Airbnb, that's 66.
65, yeah. Whatever the lowest one is, because none of those machines work properly.
Yeah. I got a call from a rental property, and they were like, hey, dude, so you're going to get a hefty AC bill. I was like, well, it's a fucking Airbnb, so yeah. I understand it. I'm not shocked by it. What's your go-to number, Bob, thermostat-wise? I got to know this answer.
You look, man, we 69 in my house.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
There you go. I approve of that. Delco, you're in the same place there?
About 70, 71. I think air conditioning's the one thing I would actually fight for.
It is, 100%. Like, that's what people go all in for. When Klain was here the other day and he was sleeping in my house, he was like, dude, you keep it at like 69, 70. This is fucking great. And I was like, yeah, where else have you been? And he told, I'm not going to say my buddy's name, but he was at my buddy's house, and he goes, they keep it at 75.
No.
No. That's disgusting. You're a disgusting human being at 75. That's too much, dude. Especially here, it's 105 every day, like 75? No, 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 no. You'd be all done in my friend group. That's it. I can't fucking handle that. But Spain, if you're at 80, what's the weather? What's the temperature that they're at 80 then?
I'll check their temperature, but Europe doesn't like have air conditioning.
No, most of Europe doesn't. I was talking to, on Citizen a couple weeks ago, I talked to Chris Williamson about it. I talked to him again yesterday because we were out at Rally Ready hanging out with Pastrana and all those dicks.
Okay.
But it's the same. It's like the temperature in England doesn't usually get very high, but right now it's about commensurate with what's going on here. It's like 38 to 41 Celsius, which is pretty fucking hot.
No shit.
But there's no infrastructure for it there. They don't have air conditioning anywhere. I don't know if Spain's the same. I would imagine it's got probably better air conditioning infrastructure than England does, because England is just a swampy fucking cloudy mess.
Yeah.
And it stays cold a lot there, but Spain is not cold.
They also don't do ice. Like ever.
Nobody in Europe does.
I'm not a fan of that, though.
It's bullshit. Yeah.
Yeah, they drink, like, can you imagine just drinking
warm cola? No.
Yeah, like, fuck off.
That's awful, dude.
It's dog shit. Yeah. Actually, their weather's not bad this week. I don't, you know.
Well, neither is ours, right? Like, the temperature's gone down here this week as well.
Yeah. It's a high of 89 today.
In España?
In Madrid, Spain. Okay. Yeah. Saturday's a high of 96. Sunday will be a high of 97. Monday, a high of 98. But for the most part, man, like, Wednesday is a high of 82.
All right.
It's fucking manageable.
Yeah, I guess so. But if you still can't touch your thermostat at 80, at 82, that's rough, dude.
Yeah, well.
God damn. Fucking America, huh? It's a lot funner what's going down on in Mexico, by the way. Well, holy shit, did you see that over the weekend?
Yeah, but it's funner than what's going on in Afghanistan as well. I don't want to go through a couple of these
points here. Go ahead, yeah.
So, Vox is correct that nobody's been held accountable for this. Certainly, there's no stain on Biden from his side of the aisle. People don't care about this. They're like, well, Trump is the one that did the Doha agreement.
Right.
Contingent upon the Taliban behaving itself. Yeah, yeah. Correct. He also wasn't planning on abandoning the fucking air base, Bagram Air Base, you idiot. But there's a commission report. I actually have read it already. Somebody sent it to me over the weekend, but it's going to be read aloud in Congress today by the Republicans. It's like a full study of the actions and the fallout of the Afghan withdrawal, and it's not great. You know, like, I don't know what the fuck is going on with Lloyd Austin or Milley, but just from Milley's perspective, he continuously told Biden not to pull out like that. Like, as much as I hate this fucking dude, he said, don't leave Bagram. Don't fucking pull out like this until we have some stability. He told him very clearly. So Biden said that his generals were all telling him that the Afghan army could control the country themselves. Milley is on record multiple times in this document saying that is not true. Like, we've told him there's no way that without our support, the Afghan military can handle any of this stuff. So, you know, the Biden administration ignored all of that. While the whole withdrawal was going down, Anthony Blinken was on fucking vacation in the Hamptons, right? And mm-hmm. That's a theme for this administration. Remember when we were having, like, huge fucking supply chain issues? Mayor Pete was on a two-month fucking vacation, basically.
Because, well, because
somebody else had a child.
He's a father.
Are you fucking kidding me? Like, it's... But again... Those two specifically, like, I don't understand how the things that Trump did in the military were extremely tactically sound, right?
Mm-hmm.
And still he had dissent coming from his general staff. He had dissent. He had people penning letters against him and shit like that. But when Joe Biden led the biggest fuck up in American foreign policy of our lifetime, not one of these motherfuckers stood up and said anything about it. Not one. Like, you behind the scenes, Milley was blah blah blah.
Mm-hmm.
But when it was time to actually do something about it, say, no, I don't think that's a good idea. We're not doing that. And if you do it, I'm gonna fucking quit. Right? Because that's how you do that when you're in that position.
Right.
No balls from that guy. So I wouldn't expect any of this to go anywhere. This isn't, I don't think this is a needle mover for the American people. I don't think they care.
Yeah, I don't either. I don't either. It's one of those things where that war went on for 20 years, and then they got the fuck out of there. And then when you don't have the media on your side reporting anything, it just kind of goes unnoticed. And everybody's like, well, yeah, that was a thing that happened. What's next? You know, when there's so much fucked up shit going on in our own country, yeah, everybody's distracted by whatever the next new story is. Mm-hmm. I don't think they care either. I'm with you.
Yeah, it's interesting. Someone in the chat just mentioned it, but Mattis quit because he didn't like what Trump was doing.
Correct.
Mattis turned out just to be another fucking piece of shit, right? Like, he's on the board of all these military-industrial complex companies now, the same way that Lloyd Austin was. These people are fucking vultures. They don't give a fuck about soldiers, airmen, Marines, or sailors. All they care about is fucking money and power. So, you know, if I'm you... and I'm thinking about joining the military, or I'm you and I'm in the military, I fucking leave today. Like, at the earliest opportunity, I'm the fuck out of there. There's not one chance I would fucking suit up for this country right now. Not one chance. I mean, here domestically to protect us from what's going on here, sure. Mm-hmm. But to go to Ukraine or fucking Yemen, why? Why are we in Africa?
No idea.
Why are we in a fucking recession right now and we're spending money on all these different countries? You know what I mean? Like, you got to think about that shit. I understand that people want to serve and sacrifice. This is not worth your service or sacrifice.
Yeah. Now with Yemen, it's interesting because that gets zero press whatsoever.
Yeah. But
we've been bombing them for,
we've bombed them every day for like 6 months, basically. Yeah. Yeah.
And what's it over? Do you know?
It's because Saudi Arabia doesn't like them.
That's it.
More or less. Yeah. I mean, if you just want to use the fact that there's a large AQ presence there, then we would be bombing fucking Somalia every day, too. There's more fucking people in al-Shabaab than there are terrorists in Yemen that are associated with fucking al-Qaeda.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even close in the region. So Eritrea, fucking Ethiopia, and all this shit. It's not even close. So it's not that. It's just there's something strategic about Yemen. We have these backdoor deals with all these fucking shitbag countries. And, you know, we kind of get forced into doing this stuff.
That's wild.
Yeah, it's something.
Yeah, because you hear about it, you know, from time to time where they're still bombing Yemen, and I'm like, okay, why? What goes on there, and, you know, how many fucking Taliban are there?
Well, it was where coffee was originally discovered.
Really?
So maybe it's that, yeah. Some goat herders noticed that their goats got all fucking trippy when they started eating this one plant.
Yeah.
So they pulled the bean out of it and then started fucking with it, roasted it.
Any good? Have you had it?
It's coffee.
But is it real? Is it good coffee?
Yemeni coffee? Yeah, it's good.
All right. Because everybody says Colombia is like the shit, right?
No.
Where the beans are.
Anybody that tells you that is... Well, I mean, look, everybody's got their own personal taste. Right. But that's not true.
Where do you go? Where's your go-to?
Ethiopia, if you want like a fruity coffee. If you want something that tastes like blueberries, like a little fruit on the back end. If you want just a super smooth pull coffee... Panamanian geisha is probably the best, which is it originally comes from Ethiopia, but it's mostly in Central America is where you get it now.
What about the panther shit coffee?
It's goat, not panther.
There is panther though.
I'm not familiar with the panther shit coffee.
So is it made inside the shit of a panther? Because now I'm in.
I think they pull the beans out of the shit of a panther.
So, really? So a coffee bean is a cherry with the bean is inside of it. It's a seed, right?
Yeah.
So they eat the cherry and swallow the thing, and then it kind of comes out of their butthole like corn. And then you fucking roast it afterwards.
I got to have it. How much is the panther shit coffee?
I don't know about panther, but fucking...
I want panther because it sounds more powerful.
The goat shit coffee is pretty popular.
I don't want the goat one. I don't want to eat goat shit. I'll eat a panther shit.
Or is it monkey? Maybe it's a monkey.
Kopi.
Yeah, that's it.
It's called Kopi Ayuwak.
Mm-hmm. Perfect pronunciation.
Thank you.
Yeah. Are you fluent?
Luwak. I'm sorry, Luwak. I don't know why they didn't capitalize that.
It's fine. You can get it on Amazon, eh?
Yeah. $399.
Fuck you for a whole bag?
Yeah, it's some kind of weird little animal.
And that's the panther shit, huh?
It's not a panther.
There's combinations. There's cats. It looks like there's a rodent. Monkey, elephant, bat.
I want panther. Like, that sounds strong, powerful.
Well, I mean, you can just get a panther and feed it coffee. Mm-hmm. Cherry with the bean inside of it.
I don't have time. If there's a bag I can buy, then I'm down. And they sell that shit on Amazon.
Well, that's probably not even real, to be honest. But if you want to go to like specialty roasters. I don't know. Some of it's seasonal, but Mudhouse in Virginia is a pretty good one.
Right.
They usually have a lot of the specialty stuff.
Okay.
So this coffee that cost $400 was eaten by a civet.
Yeah, civet.
Which is some sort of just tiny little cat.
It's like a
looks
fucking,
like a raccoon.
Yeah, it's kind of like a...
it's a hybrid.
Yeah, it's a it's not. This is not real, no. But it's like a mix between a cat and a fucking rodent, kind of.
I want a purebred panther. That's what I want to eat. I don't want to eat out of that fucking raccoon asshole. I want to eat out of a panther's asshole.
You want a strong
technically,
soul.
Technically, that is a cat. And look, you don't know what that dude's up to. He might be a total fucking murderer.
No, it's the look of a fucking strong panther.
Are panthers apex predators?
Should be.
Just Google if panthers have any natural whatever the fuck.
And put up a picture of a panther because they're sexy. It's a sexy animal. I'm not into bestiality, obviously, but if I had to fuck one of these things, it'd be a panther. Beautiful animal.
Would it matter if the panther was male or female? Because I might fuck an animal, but I'm not gay.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
A panther is an apex predator in certain areas.
Fuck yeah.
So who's above it and where?
So like in Africa, lions and hyenas will fuck it up.
Yeah, but groups of hyenas, right?
Yeah. Well, that's how they hunt.
Yeah, panthers also identify
something. Then you could say that a dolphin is an apex predator as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because... like one-on-one shark v dolphin, shark probably wins, but that's not how they fight.
Yeah. Now, so great white sharks are kind of losing their apex predator status.
Yeah.
Because orcas are fucking murdering them.
Oh, I thought it's because they were getting canceled because of great white.
Oh, no. Not yet. We'll get them.
We'll get them.
That reminds me of an old Zach Galifianakis joke. He says, you know that show, The Amazing Race?
Uh-huh.
That's about white people.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorite. Live at the Purple Onion, I think, is where he did that joke.
I think I still have the DVD of that somewhere. That show is one of my favorites.
Yeah, that's one of the best stand-up sets of all time.
He stood up, and I think his like pipe fell out of his jacket, too.
And he's yelling at some old man with glasses, just like screaming at him.
Ah, that's the best. Yeah, but panther shit, Bob. Try to find me a bag of panther shit coffee, and then I'll Venmo you some
just
money.
See if
I want in on the panther
see
shit.
If there's a panther at the Austin Zoo and we'll drop a bunch of coffee in there and we'll pay one of the attendants to pick up the beans.
So you want it fresh right out of the panther's asshole?
I
want
to see it come out, because otherwise I'm not going to fucking believe
it. It's true. You might not trust it off of Amazon because they are sending some weird fucked up shit.
Yeah.
Shit, did I tell you about Dude Perfect when we went?
No, but I'm not sure if I could just look at the roasted bean and tell the difference between that and a regular roasted coffee bean. So I'm going to need to see it come out of their butthole.
Okay.
And I'll stare right into the butthole. I want like a fucking ring camera pointed at their asshole 24 hours a day. Maybe you just hang it off the tail.
Yeah,
and it's always pointed there, and you can see when it starts to open up.
Yep.
Coffee time.
Yeah, I'm down. I'm down for that, dude. Perfect. Their merch was sold out online, so I had to get my kid a t-shirt. My wife got her off of Amazon, and when we walked up to meet them, one of their dudes, their assistants, was like, "Hey, dude, that's not a Dude Perfect shirt." I was like, "Oh shit, man! It was sold out. We got it off of Amazon." They were like, "Everything's fake on Amazon." Mm-hmm. So maybe you're right. Maybe there is something to that.
Here's what Amazon does. So Amazon will charge you 30% to sell your shit on there, and then they will replicate your product and sell it cheaper.
Really? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck.
They've been caught a couple times doing that.
Have they?
T-shirt, like defund politicians, is all over there.
No shit. Yep.
Although a lot of people have stolen that one from me, but
that's true.
Amazon is a company, did it. So
the other one that's really funny is we've had that abolish the FBI shirt on our drinkingbros.com website. Just go to the store and buy some merch. That it helps the store. We've had that on there for 6-8 months now, and then the thing with Trump blew up and everybody's copying that now too, and it was like, motherfucker, dude, we've had this up there for months.
Yeah, what are you gonna do
now? It's gonna be on Amazon for $4 out of China. Bob, what do we got on that panther shit? You locate any? You got any for me?
No, man. It's all this civet bullshit.
I don't care about... Just look up... Just type in panther dumps or something and then fucking... You know? And then actually
Can we buy panther dumps?
Yeah, put in panther dump trucks too, because I don't see if there's any panthers with nice asses
out
there.
Yeah.
Sometimes you'll see like a corgi when it's sitting down the right way and it's like, oh shit, I might fucking risk it all for that corgi right there.
Yeah.
Because he's not getting away. The low rider legs, come on, man.
Yeah, they're there for that. Is that a picture of the shit right there?
Here's some panther shit. Uh-huh. Now, one thing you got to remember is that it's pretty hairy because they're a cat.
Yeah, blow that up so I can see it. Are we allowed to show this online?
Yeah, you can show.
It's panther poop. Shit. There we go.
God damn. What did it? I mean, that's a panther that's just eaten an animal whole without removing
it. That's where I live, too.
Also grooms itself, so it's just going to be, I mean, it's just full of hair.
Yeesh.
I'm not really familiar with cat shit. Do they have like really hairy poops?
Do they really? Do you have a cat
that's
back
weird.
There? Oh, I got three of them. Oh, you got three cats? Oh, Christ. You suck your own dick? I'm kidding. I mean, I hate cats.
Yeah.
I hate cats so much, dude.
I love cats.
Do you really?
Yeah, I like just, they have like the strangest attitude. It's kind of, they remind me of myself, but yeah. Just a piece of shit.
Let's get that coffee, brother. Digging through. So what do they just dig through that shit? And they're like, oh, great. There's a panther shit. Let's start digging through it and find
it's
the coffee.
Like, it's mining.
Yeah.
So there's a blood diamond mine somewhere where fucking 13-year-old kids are just sifting through panther shit.
Oh, boy. Where do you think that's at? Nigeria, somewhere like that?
Well, where is damn that? It, where dude. Is that coffee from?
This coffee, the Civic coffee, was from Indonesia.
All right.
But I mean, you know, like.
Well, Indonesia has like a really good human rights yes. situation. So
yes, very much so. Get a lot of palm oil from Indonesia, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Palm oil, it's all from Indonesia, huh?
A lot of it.
All right.
That's the slaviest product on earth.
Is it really?
Yes. Yeah. Modern. Well, aside from sex trafficking, that's the most slavery that exists on earth right now.
Jesus
yeah.
Christ, dude. Yeah. That's gnarly.
Oh, big time.
In Indonesia, huh?
It's also not very good for you.
What, slavery?
Well, I mean, you get in shape, I guess, right? But no, palm oil is like extremely bad for you.
Really?
Yeah, it's not good. Like if you have something that's room temperature, right? Like the chocolates that have palm oil. What are they called? The Lindell truffles or whatever the fuck?
Yeah.
Like if you eat one of those, you notice that the outside is normal and the inside is like super cold for some reason. Why is that? Because it's giving you fucking cancer. Yeah. That's why.
Speaking of which, I got a thing from Capri Suns today. They sent out a thing and they were like, there's a recall. I guess they put some fucking bleach in it. Kids are getting sick. So that's fun.
Well, maybe you need tougher kids.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Now, here's another thing that makes harvesting palm oil tough is that sometimes a python will eat you.
You don't say.
Here's the thing.
Oh, fuck. Is that real?
That's a human they had to cut out of a python. Yeah. He was a palm oil farmer.
But a python doesn't.
Dead or alive?
Well, he's not alive. But a python doesn't just immediately start digesting you. You got a real Jonah in the belly of the whale situation here. Keep a knife on you at all times. And you can cut your way out of a python.
But you've probably already been crushed to death.
Maybe, yeah. I mean, I would just fake it.
How strong are they?
Just fake it. They're super strong, dude. It's like a fucking tube muscle. It's like fucking Hulk Hogan's bicep and it's 70 feet long or some shit. That's basically what it is.
Man.
And it just wraps around you, brother.
It breaks every bone in your body.
Can you imagine a fucking python and it had his handlebar mustache?
That'd be the best.
The NWO style, though, where it has the black flannel shadow.
And the
can somebody
mustache?
Photoshop that, please? A fucking python that looks like Hulk Hogan.
So that person's dead right there is what
you're
saying?
Yeah, he's crushed to death for sure.
And that's an adult. And believe it or not, the way slavery goes, you'll often have children working on these sorts of plantations.
Sounds like a bunch of liberal bullshit.
Sure does. Sure does. How did they fucking find this guy? Like,
well, when you see a snake cruising around and there's a human shaped fucking thing, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can see the outline of the dude.
And they weren't able to get him out in time.
No, he was dead before the python even swallowed. That's why I'm saying.
So what you're saying is
it wraps around you, crushes you, and then swallows you whole. But what I'm saying is if you just fucking fake it, right?
Yeah.
Or if you just wear a shirt that says already crushed. I don't know if they read or not.
Yeah.
But, you know, then you just lie there, then he swallows you, and you cut your way out. Fuck that guy.
There was one. Did you see the one with the dog the other day?
A dog got eaten by a python?
Yeah, so look
fucking
up
Florida.
Look up the, in Florida.
Now, smaller animals like that, they won't kill them first. They'll just swallow them whole.
Well, here's the thing. They tried to choke the dog out. Go to Twitter, Bob. I think you can pull the video from Twitter. Just put like python tries to swallow dog or something. They pulled this fucker off of him, and it took like 10 dudes to get this python off this dog.
Did they not have like a knife or a gun or anything?
That's what I don't understand. I was like, why are we afraid of killing the python? Do you have it there?
I probably shot like 5,000 snakes in my life.
Really?
Yeah.
It looks like it got pulled. This is an old one.
Oh, shit.
But like here, this is one from years ago where these two Indonesian kids are just like fighting this python as it's crushing their
dog. Oh, yeah. Okay, this is a good example. This is all you need to see. So,
I mean, cut his head off. What the fuck are they doing?
I don't really understand. But they're trying to choke this fucking dog.
Man. It's trying to just crush its ribcage. Yeah.
Where is John Wick when you need him?
No.
Just Keanu helicopters in and fucks that snake up.
Why couldn't you just chop the snake in half?
Yeah. Look how chill the dog is.
I know, the dog is fine.
The dog's like, hey guys, I'm just getting a fucking shiatsu.
Yeah.
It's not that
bad. Why isn't this dog losing its fucking shit?
I think it got loose. We need to go on a company-wide, Florida lets you do this every year, we need to go on a company-wide safari in the Everglades, popping off pythons.
They're invasive.
Yeah.
People get them as pets, they grow too big, and they just let them out.
I don't understand anybody who's got a fucking python.
That's weird. Do snakes actually do anything? Certain animals kill other animals, or certain bugs kill other bugs that are harmful and shit like that. Can we just wipe snakes out entirely? I don't give a fuck about snakes.
Like a rattlesnake, like shit around here. Yeah, that'll kill rodents and then that stops disease, blah, blah, blah. But a fucking like 40-foot, like this thing, especially in Florida where it's invasive, serves no purpose.
It didn't seem to affect Ireland.
I think here's what we do.
It's true.
Don't start with that bullshit. Those were metaphorical snakes, you piece of shit.
No, they were real. I believe you. I'm with you on that.
Here's what we need. We need like two handheld mini electric chainsaws. Mm-hmm. That's how you fight these things, right? So it's like it's a little handheld chainsaw, and there's a glove that you put your hand into, and now you control the chainsaw, like Doom or some shit, right?
Well, like Edward Scissorhands, but with Edward Chainsaw Hands.
Now you're running around. Like, it doesn't matter what that fucking snake does. He's done.
That's called the Fred Durst.
Is it really?
Why would that be called the Fred Durst?
Because he packs a chainsaw.
Mm.
Okay.
Skins that ass
for what?
Yeah. Boy. That's old school. That's a deep cut right there.
Night of the Living Dead or Living Dead, where the dude has the arm of the chainsaw?
No, it's Evil Dead.
Evil Dead.
Ash from Evil Dead. And Evil Dead 2, I think. Or maybe it was 3.
I feel like they had a video game as well.
Maybe. No, it was 3. Because 1 and 2 are the same.
Right. And he has a shotgun in one hand and a chainsaw. Yeah. Or his arm is the chainsaw.
That's just
other.
Pillow talk, baby.
Yeah.
You know, it's not that off topic, though, because Limp Bizkit has a new album out.
They do.
And it's fucking terrible.
And that
it's the same as it was before. It's
that new Woodstock really? 99 doc is out.
Yeah. So like I watched I watched the Woodstock 99 doc on Netflix. I didn't have an issue with it. What did you expect? Like, his song is called Give Me Something to Break. Yeah, people are going to start breaking shit. Like, sorry. You know, put on the best show you can possibly put on. They were trying to pin it on Fred Durst that everybody got out of control because of that. It was like
100 degrees out and there was no water.
Yeah. And people were bitching about the price of the water. They did have water. They just didn't want to pay for it. It was $4 for one of these bottles.
And then it got to $12.
Oh, and it got to $12.
Yeah, it's called supply and demand, bitch.
They
sure
price gouged the fuck out of it.
Well, you're at Woodstock. You know what I'm saying? So that also was typical to me.
But listen to the people who played as opposed to like 94 or certainly like 69, whatever Korn. Woodstock was.
Oh, Korn was awesome.
Korn, Limp Bizkit, DMX, Kid Rock. Metallica.
Yep.
Like, you're just getting people's blood up.
And all in their prime,
I feel like Metallica probably, that's an easy listening kind of situation. I mean, like, they have some aggressive music, but the lyrics aren't talking about fucking killing everybody. But all those other bands are.
Yeah. Like, yeah. DMX, that was still one of the greatest performances of all time, dude. Holy shit.
Also, have you been around a Korn fan?
Yeah.
They don't like anybody but Korn.
It's specific. It's definitely specific, but I watched it and Korn was awesome. They fucking killed that night. It was great. Yeah. I don't blame the fucking bands. Like, put on the best show. That's what you're there to do. There's a billion people watching worldwide. It was all pay-per-viewed across the world. Like, who gives a shit? I just think it's one of those things where they want to have the toxic masculinity bullshit and throw it in your face.
Yeah, people like the next January 6th documentary they do it, they're going to be like, oh, they were listening to Korn before.
They were listening to Morgan Wallen is what they were doing.
They didn't mention the three people that died.
Well, people die at Woodstock, and that happens all the time.
Yeah.
It happens at music festivals a lot.
But they mentioned the rape at the end.
Imagine death. Imagine how many people died at the original Woodstock that we just don't even know about.
Oh, no. Because
that was chaos.
100%.
It was like fucking a bunch of people in the mud getting dysentery.
That's better.
And they broke down the gates, so there was hundreds of thousands of people.
I feel like original Woodstock's still better than 99. 99 was hell.
You go back and look at all the footage from original Woodstock. It was hell too. And the cleanup afterwards was every bit as bad as 99. Let's just call it what it is. It's a fucking festival. The only one that's clean and polite is probably Coachella. The rest of them, yeah, dude, you're a filthy human.
No.
That's the part of
Burning Man is pretty clean and polite.
Is it really?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, they don't have a crew.
I've actually never been. So.
They don't have a crew that comes and cleans everything up afterwards. It's just clean afterwards.
All right.
It's been hijacked by the tech companies.
Yeah,
sure has. Sure. Sure. Now Giorgio's getting involved.
Well, just the whole part of it is you leave nothing behind. You dispose of all your own waste.
Mm. All right.
Which, you know, when there's a giant goddamn bonfire in the middle of the ceremony.
Pretty easy to do, yeah.
Not the hardest thing to get rid of some garbage.
Sure.
But
sure.
I've never heard of anybody just throwing... If you walked up and started throwing bags of trash into the fire, people would get fucking pissed. I just want to be clear. I was kidding about that. That's not what goes on there.
I've never been. Have you been?
No.
I've never been to Burning Man. No desire.
I'm going to wait for global cooling to come back.
Sure.
Because it's hot as shit
It's hot as shit.
I don't want to be on acid in the desert when it's like 100 degrees out. If it was like 80 and then it gets down to like 30 at night, that's typically, it's like a 50 degree change. I'm done. I'm good with that. I'll do that all fucking day.
Yeah. And Coachella is different because there's a VIP section with air conditioning and all that shit. Yeah. So it's like, yeah, I'm good. I'm good on that.
Maybe I'll go to Burning Man this year. When is it? It's it starts August 28th.
Giorgio, have you been? No.
Do you want to go? August 28th to September 5th. I'm not going to stay the whole time.
To Burning Man?
Yeah.
Can we go? Do you have tickets and a camp?
That's not really a problem.
I mean, for you, you probably know people in the community. I'd be down to go.
Mm-hmm. Bro? I think we know a few from 10th Planet.
No, but I mean, it's not an easy thing to like...
Show up at?
Right, yeah, you don't buy tickets day of to go to Burning Man.
And it's like you really do need like a community that you're going to be with. You have to understand like where their lot is inside. Because they basically just build this city out of nothing immediately. Yeah. So like there is better real estate than others.
Certainly. You want to be close to the fucking Sonic Forest so you can hear the fucking... It's like it's a bunch of galvanized pipe driven into the ground and people like bang on it with sticks and shit. And it makes cool noises.
Oh, great.
Yeah. It's white people definitely invented this.
Yeah, it sounds like the Astros dugout.
Well, it's more like the Angels in 2002 in the World Series.
Okay, with
the
thunder sticks. Yeah,
but less annoying. All right. You're on drugs, so that's not bad.
That's not bad at all. Hey, and if you're out there and you are on drugs, you might as well do it from the comfort of your own bed at ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. Let's do some acid, baby. And then just lie back in a 3D matrix mattress. Is it still 50% off, Bob, over at ghostbed.com/drinkingbros? Check it out. They might have ripped it. That's too much of a deal, I feel like. Even
so
I would
have got,
like,
you know, we got the 30% off.
Put it up on screen. What do we got?
30% off with the code.
Yep. Drinking Bros.
And then there's the bundle.
Oh, you
deal.
Getting two free pillows there with the mattress?
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Yeah, and this one you don't even have to go in. This is what I love about Ghostbed. They just do all the work on the back end tech wise. Like half of the time when you do sponsorships, there's something called breakage, right?
Uh-huh.
Where about 30 to 35% of the audience forgets to use the code.
Right.
Or whatever the fuck. So you can't track your sales. And also they don't get the right deal and they come bitching back to us like, oh, I didn't fucking get the right deal. I'm like, well, you didn't do it right, asshole. Yeah. But Ghostbed, you just go to ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. It automatically applies all the discounts to your shit.
Yes. It's fucking great. Go to ghostbed.com/drinkingbros today. 30% off everything in the entire store. The promo code: sheets, pillows, mattresses, adjustable bases. 3D matrix mattress is done, huh? No 50 on that. Well, too bad. You were fucking late, dude. I talked about it for weeks, losers. And now you can't get that. Get the 40% off the bundle package. Is that still rocking, Bomb?
Yes.
It is. Okay, good. So that's the adjustable base in the mattress. Once you have that adjustable base, you'll never go back. Same with the sheets, dude. I'm a big fan of the sheets. And it's all cooling technology out of the pillows and the mattresses. So it's about 15 degrees cooler than the rest of your house. Go to ghostbed.com/drinkingbros today. And at the bottom, check the 60-month pay-as-you-go program. No interest if you have decent credit box. And all the deals that I mentioned are applicable with that. You can walk out of there with a brand new bedroom set for about $25 a month. Go to ghostbed.com/drinkingbros today. Next up, we've got betterhelp.com/drinkingbros. This is a big one for us. This is getting help. And now is a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp, because they are our official sponsor on this show. We have vetted all these companies. Taking care of yourself is pretty fucking important. So the companies that have reached out to us in this space, we have vetted. So this is our official sponsor, BetterHelp. And this is super easy, man. You know, you take care of your car and your house and all that other shit. Got to take care of your body and your mind as well. How we take care of our minds affects how we experience life. So it's important to invest time and care into keeping your mind healthy. Now, this is super easy. You just go on, you book an online appointment. BetterHelp is online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat only therapy sessions. So you don't have to see anybody or be on camera if you don't want to. I get it. I fucking hate Zoom calls. So yeah, dude. I'm the one asshole on a Zoom call who's in the audio only. I just don't really care. You don't need to see my face all the goddamn time. Same with BetterHelp. So if you just want to talk to somebody and you don't want to have the judgment there, that's super easy. Or you can do it on video. It's much more affordable than in-person therapy. I can tell you that. You can be matched with a therapist in under 48 hours. And this is BetterHelp, kids. .com. So look, get it. Our listeners get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/drinkingbros. That is betterhelp.com/drinkingbros today. Best in the biz. And again, we have vetted these guys. BetterHelp is ours, dude. It's our sponsor for this program. We love those guys. Last but not least, we got hardafseltzer.com. Bob, pull up the store locator. Do we pass 69 stores in Tennessee? That'd be fun if we did. Did we? Still in 69.
Still a hot 69.
Still a hot 69. We jokingly told them to keep it at 69. I think I should call back and say, hey, dude, I was kidding on that. I made a mistake. Go to more stores if you want to. Tennessee, we're everywhere. So if you're in Kentucky, head down to Clarksville. If you're in Little Rock, head on over to Memphis. If you're in Chattanooga and you live in North Georgia, make the pilgrimage across the border. And then we're all the way out in Knoxville as well. Brentwood, Tennessee. There's some fun flirty ones. Manchester, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, Cookeville. We are now in Cleveland, Tennessee. What is that? Hudson? Is that or Hickson? Hickson, Tennessee. I don't know where that's at. What's the other one? Utahwela?
Does it say how many stores or is it just like a list?
No, 69 stores.
If you guys trying to count, that's just not going to work.
No, it does say 69 stores. That's real.
Oh, okay.
69 in Tennessee. So well, we might cap it. Though.
Just Andrew, we were kidding about capping it. We want to be in all the stores.
Yeah, we do. That was a joke on the show.
Son of a bitch.
So just do more than 69 stores if you're listening out there. And the rest of us, including in Texas, we ship right to your house at hardafseltzer.com. 41 states. College football season is just around the corner here, and we're going to be raging with it. So go to hardafseltzer.com today. Get your seltzer shipped to your house. 8%, no carbs, no sugars, no gluten. Last month of the OG flavors. The new ones are coming out in September. The batch is getting made September 19th, to be exact. So get the peach, the blue raz, strawberry shortcake, and the old lemon lime. Is the primary tomorrow for Liz Cheney? Is that when it is? Is she out after tomorrow?
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay.
Well, I'm not 100% sure she's going to lose, but I'm 110% sure she's going to lose.
So. Well, look, I read an article this morning said that almost all those guys, those 10 people who voted for Trump's impeachment are out. Kinzinger is out, by the way.
Yeah, but
most of them aren't even seeking re-election because the heat has been too bad.
Well, Kinzinger is just going to go work for the administration.
There was something I read that he was going to help other candidates do something in some fucking thing, maybe. But who knows? Who knows?
My expectation is that he'll go and work for the administration.
Oh, the Biden administration? Mm-hmm. Yeah. After being on that J6 committee? I'm sure. Probably same with Liz Cheney, right?
What's she gonna do? Maybe. There's some discussion about her, you know, going to the DCCC, which is the Democratic Congressional Committee, or to the DNC or something like that, or trying to, I don't know exactly. Like there's no love lost between her and the party because of how disruptive she's been.
Correct.
To what they've been trying to do. So she's definitely not working for them. So I don't know. We'll see.
And her dad came out and made some statements over the weekend.
Oh yeah. Was it, I'm a fucking war criminal?
Yeah.
Did he say that out loud? Shut your fucking mouth, you fat cunt.
And it's like,
you know what would be really nice?
What's the point of him fucking saying anything?
I can't wait for that dude to fucking die. Honestly, that's going to be one of the best days in American history.
How close is he? How old is
Dick Cheney? Well, he's basically a fucking cyborg at this point.
Yeah, he's going to outlive us all.
That's what I think. Last time I saw him, as it was what? It was over the weekend or the weekend before, he was out there stumping for homegirl. His daughter, obviously. He looks the same. And I was like, that guy's never going to fucking die. Same with Karl Rove. He looks the goddamn same too.
Well, he's the...
How old is Dick Cheney?
Karl Rove is an actual demon.
Bob. The old Dickster. How old's Chain Dog?
He is 81.
Fuck.
He's got 15 years left.
Easy,
at least.
Easy. That's one of those fucking dudes who lives till 97. How about the dude he shot? Is he still alive? Remember the guy he was playing Duck Hunt with?
Yeah, he had that guy quietly killed as soon as he publicly apologized to Dick Cheney.
He was playing human Duck Hunt with his buddy, and it was just like, whoopsies. If he was 81, homeboy's got to be dead by now.
Harry Whittington is the guy's name.
That's going to be an interesting trivia question in a bar.
He's
in
still
like
alive.
10 years.
He was born in Henderson, Texas, actually.
Fuck off.
He's no idea
where that is.
A graduate of UT Austin.
Oh, okay.
Good but he's 95 years old, so if he's alive, it's...
Holy shit, he's 95?
Yeah.
Fuck, and he's still alive after getting shot down like that?
Yeah, which means that was 2006, yeah. Which is 16 years ago, so he was fucking 79. Yeah.
Dude, if you're white and rich, you can fucking live forever, dude, through anything. You can live through all of that, a human game of Duck Hunt.
I mean, technically, if you're black and rich, you can do the same, but people just won't allow it. You know what I mean? Like, somebody's going to come get you.
Maybe.
Like, I'm pretty sure, who's that dude from Godfather's Pizza that died?
Oh,
Herman
Cain. Shit.
Yeah, Herman Cain. I'm pretty sure he was assassinated by Trump.
Yeah, I love fucking Godfather's.
Like, he was just too creepy, and Trump was like, look, you got to stop, dude, COVID. And he sprinkled a little COVID on him.
If you come in here from a state that has Godfather's Pizza, bring it into the studio. I haven't butt-fucked a Godfather's Pizza in a long time.
Does that still exist?
I think it does. I saw... Shit. It was one of the gigs we were doing, dude, and I got it. I went in and fucking physically ordered a pizza and then ate it. No, I was with Jared, and it was in a gas station. And I ate a Godfather's Pizza from a gas station, and it was fucking delightful.
I don't know about gas station...
But there was a Godfather's inside the gas station. Nothing I could do about it.
I wanted to. It's interesting. Somebody in the chat said that we jinxed the guy or whatever. And now he's going to die. You know. Remember when?
I don't think we did.
Do you remember when Scott Davidson was on the show
from Burbis?
Yeah,
I love Scott. He sends me the darkest memes of all time. I fucking love that guy.
Up. Well, the reason I brought that up is because on the show we talked about. Three people. It was Ray Liotta.
He's right behind you.
Yeah, it was Ray Liotta and
Dwayne Haskins
and
one more, and then they all died.
Whatever the woman's name is from Ace Ventura that played
Sean Young.
Yeah. Now two of those three people died within like 2 weeks of us doing that episode.
Yeah.
So Sean Young,
you're on the clock.
Like if you're in a Deadpool anywhere, definitely pick Sean Young.
Well, look, for this one, what's this guy's name again?
Harry Whittington. He's 95.
Okay,
man.
He's 95. Well, here's the thing. Don't look at it as a jinx. Look at it as I'm giving you something to beat.
The sweet release of death. I mean, it's almost a gift at 95. He doesn't have the balls to kill himself. That's really what it is.
Do we have a recent pick of this guy?
No, he's in a fucking bunker somewhere, probably in some kind of cauldron. You know what I mean? Like, they're preserving him for later.
Injecting him with dragon blood, trying to stay alive. Cheney's fucking 81, huh? Dude, that guy's going to live forever.
He gets fucking exercise every day. He just spends his days fly fishing now. Like, you know, he's just...
Cheney does?
Yeah, fresh air, fly fishing, exercise. Like,
he's Brad Pitt's character and a river runs through it.
Well, except he lived.
Yeah. Nailed it.
So far, anyways.
So far, yeah.
Speaking of old bitches, so... New York Democratic Congresswoman Carolyn Maloney, who I was previously unaware existed.
Yep.
She was giving an interview to the New York Times. She's challenging Jerry Nadler for something. I don't know if it's...
They call him Jay Nads in the biz.
But he's the guy, if you remember correctly, who denied the existence of Antifa and shit. He's that little fucking dwarf.
Yeah, Jay Nads.
she went off what she thought, I guess, was off record with the New York Times editorial board and said, Biden? No, he's not running for reelection.
Yeah.
Whoops.
Whoopsies.
So that's interesting.
It is. And that's on the record. She's a Democrat, too.
She also said he should not run again.
Most of them are saying that privately behind the scenes.
Here's how the conversation went. So it's Eleanor Randolph is the New York Times journalist, and I always have to do quotes around that because that's a fucking shitty organization. But Eleanor Randolph says, should there be an age limit for members of Congress? And Maloney says, members of Congress have a term limit. It's called an election every 2 years. We have a term limit. No one else has to run. That's not true. A term limit means you can't run again, you stupid bitch.
Yeah.
But let's not get off track here. So Eleanor Randolph says, so that's a no. And Maloney says, yes, we have a term limit. We have to run for election. It's difficult. Then Eleanor Randolph says, should President Biden run again? Maloney says, off the record, he's not running again. And somebody else, Jyoti Thottam, I don't know who the fuck that is, said not off the record, on the record. And Maloney says, on the record, he should not run again. Yeah. So off the record, which they also printed.
Yes, yeah.
For whatever reason. She says he's not. And then she said he shouldn't as well.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I think most Democrats agree with that. Mm-hmm. Speaking of which, there's a guy in the chat here, Nico Team 6, says, how many times has the U.S. used nuclear for an excuse? I wanted to chat with you about that because over the weekend, you know, obviously the Trump raid went on. We didn't know what it was about. Then there was speculation that he had nuclear codes. Is that even possible? And what would you do with those?
Well, the nuclear codes are kept, you know, next to the devices, right? Like next to the football. So like why would it make sense to have them somewhere else? Like, oh fuck, we're getting attacked by Russia. Somebody FedEx me those nuclear codes.
Right.
No, that's fucking stupid. they're in a tagged and sealed container. You have to break them and pull them out and all this shit.
Where is that located? So it is like the movies?
Not entirely. I'm not getting into that.
Okay.
That's not for public information. But yes, Valorous here says, and this is correct in the chat, the nuclear information was about supposed nuclear sites, not codes. That's correct. But either way, have you noticed since this raid, and today there's new shit, it's like every day they try to change the narrative a little bit without any evidence. It's like, oh, he's got classified info. Then, oh, he's got nuclear codes, big red letters, nuclear codes.
Yeah.
And then today it's fucking, oh, is he going to take a plea bargain? Nobody is talking about this. They're just making shit up, right?
Yeah.
There's like a fucking... yesterday, I believe, Trump sent one of his people to tell the attorney general, like, hey, people are getting weird. Like, people are, like, showing up. This is bad. People are showing up to the FBI with guns and shit like that. And he says, like, literally says, what can I do to tamp this down a little bit?
Yeah, take the heat off.
Now, my first inclination is that maybe he doesn't want to get blamed for another J6 kind of situation and deal with all that bullshit. That's the most reasonable discussion here to have. But what the press is talking about is that some kind of veiled threat? What the fuck are you talking about? What do you mean a veiled threat? He's saying that, hey, are things getting out of hand? And he literally asked the attorney general, what can I do to fucking tamp down this bullshit a little bit? I don't see how you can interpret that like that. So it's just regardless of what comes out of this, because of how incompetent and partisan the justice system is, nothing. They could have him, like he said before, kill somebody on fucking Fifth Avenue. They could have pictures of him standing over somebody's body with a fucking smoking 45 caliber gun. And everybody like, nah, it's not real. Even if it was real.
Yeah.
But at this point, and this is why you don't cry wolf. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because a lot of people were asking us about this over the weekend, and you're right. These flashy headlines keep coming out,
and
none of them really mean anything.
CNN and Drudge Report are the two biggest culprits.
Correct.
Like Drudge Report, nuclear codes, or whatever the fuck on your website. Matt Drudge is a cunt.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, that dude's a fucking coward piece of shit.
You know, they haven't seen him in 15 years.
Yeah. Well, nobody really wants to either.
No.
As a matter of fact, he's probably not even alive. It's probably just like Drudge is being run by some cabal now.
It could be. I mean, look, it hasn't. The site hasn't changed for years and years and years.
Yeah.
I mean, it went left and then right and then left. It seems like whatever's trendy for him, that's what it kind of runs toward.
I think it's all really stupid. I think most reasonable people want to know if a member of the federal government is up to no good, and they want there to be some kind of way to punish that person and then keep them away from shit, right? Mm-hmm. Like Nancy Pelosi, for example, just insider trading all the time. But it always comes down to a partisan issue, because these people, there's two levels of shit going on here. One, as I say all the time, the patrician class will protect the aristocracy first, mm-hmm. above all else. That's why not one motherfucker has even been investigated for their how close they were to Epstein going to his island. Not one person.
Right.
Not one. Not one of these business owners or American politicians who are still in office right now have been investigated for why they were on an island where children were getting raped.
Yeah.
Right? And it's because they're going to fucking protect the aristocracy at all costs. And once the aristocracy is protected, they're going to attack each other politically. But it'll never come down to justice, ever.
Now, what do you think the outcome is going to be of this thing?
People will forget.
Yeah. That's what I think, too. Yep. I think it's a flashy headline that's fun for a few weeks. But I don't really see the benefit of it. Especially from the left, right before the midterms.
Yeah, Bob and I were talking about it earlier today. This whole last 18 months or so has been both parties unforced error after unforced error. Like, yeah. What the fuck are you doing?
Yeah, man? I agree.
Just shut the fuck up. The whole, like, I know that the Supreme Court is not supposed to listen to politicians when they fucking make their decisions or time that stuff out, but we know that's not true because they time out when they're going to retire,
mm-hmm.
to make sure that somebody else gets in that's on the same fucking side as they do. Probably would have been a good idea to wait to overturn Roe.
Oh,
until
yeah.
after the midterm election, even though I agree with overturning it. But from a legal standpoint, it probably would have been better to do it later. For the left, man, everything, every time you attack Trump, it's like he's one of those aliens that feeds off energy. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? So the more rockets you shoot at him, the more powerful he gets. And that we've known that for a while now.
Yeah.
And it wasn't just the mean tweets. I think it was just chaos the reason he didn't get elected. He lost women and old people, right? Mm-hmm. That makes sense to me because of the way he was behaving. But now it's like the left has fucked up so badly. And not only have they fucked up so badly, but they've been trying to redefine words to marginalize how badly they fucked up instead of just dealing with the fuck-ups. That people are like, well, fuck it, man. I guess we just got to bring this lunatic back now.
Yeah. The things that you were talking about as far as him doing a heat check there, I guess there's some people that are armed that are showing up at the FBI headquarters in Arizona.
And at Mar-a-Lago.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yep. And the Arizona thing just started happening over the weekend.
And two dudes have been clipped already. So that one guy at Ohio FBI tried to attack them. He got clipped.
Yep.
And then there was a dude at the fucking Capitol. I think yesterday he drove into the fucking Capitol.
Yes.
Or I'm sorry, drove into the White House.
Drove into the White House.
And then he killed himself when they were trying to come interdict.
Correct.
It's like crazy people.
Yeah. So I understand that text and reaching out to him.
It wasn't even a text. It was he wrote it and it went like from person to person. He sent one of his emissaries or something.
Oh, got it. Okay.
Or that's at least was my understanding. So yeah, I don't. Could this be. Is, but that's where we are, right? Even so. How I don't understand how you would read that as a threat. Like, I can control these people. Give me some advice on how to do it. Like, what do you think I should do to fucking tamp this down? Maybe we do, like, we have a joint press conference where I'm cooperating or whatever the fuck.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like, that calms people down a little bit. But no, instead, they fucking publish it.
Yeah.
They publish the private conversation that the former president is trying to have with the attorney general to stop violence from happening. They use it for a political point. Instead of actually trying to stop violence from happening, they don't give a fuck about you.
Mm. By the way, we got an update on those migrants who were shipped to New York. This is fun because they're putting him in this super nice hotel. So he's the mayor, Eric Adams, is planning to convert Row NYC, which I've stayed at, very nice hotel. It's in it's in Times Square. It's fun. And that's where they're going to put as many as 600 migrant families. So they get to stay in a nice hotel in Times Square, and that's fun.
Don't forget how earlier in the year, Eric Adams tried to get a fucking law passed in New York City to allow 600,000 to 800,000 illegal immigrants to vote.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So what is he bitching about? Like, this is nice. Now they have a nice hotel. I mean, there's a lot of hotels in New York.
I don't know. Maybe
who cares about tourism for your own city?
They should just turn all of the fucking all the empty commercial buildings in downtown New York into fucking hotels, I guess, and put illegal immigrants there.
Maybe.
Why not?
Maybe. So they're saying in about a month or two, the Department of Homeless Services is going to open up the hotel. Imagine working there. That'd be wild.
Right? I would be like vertical integration on that. So making more people homeless.
Yeah.
How do I get more people homeless so I can get more for my fucking charity so I can scam more off the top, right?
And me personally, I like going to New York. Hotels are very expensive. How do I get a Mexico driver's license?
Yeah.
Because then I can just roll in super homeless. I mean, I look fucking homeless when I walked into the studio today. Got some sweatpants on, just came back from the gym. I could roll up there, dirty my face up a little bit to get a nice room there. I mean, those rooms are probably $250, $300 a night at the Row. I'd love to stay there and just have some some fun, you know? Have some cockfights right in the hallways.
Why not?
Why not? Let's see the real fucking culture. Let's bring it all alive inside these nice hotels. What a fun thing in the middle of Times Square. You know, you get a nice hotel to stay in, and then you can go out, maybe see a show. I don't know. Bob, who's big on Broadway right now? Is when's that Lea Michele thing cranking up? Funny Girl.
Well, maybe homeboy will, Lin-Manuel Miranda will come out with, like, I don't know, James Madison. I don't know. And then he'll rap about
we
it.
We don't talk about Bruno.
You got to give that a couple of years before it comes out. You know, a lot of classics going on.
Sure.
Got Phantom of the Opera, Chicago, Moulin Rouge. The Life Story of Michael Jackson is playing.
Oh, fuck. That'd be a fun one for the immigrants.
Yeah, let me ask you this about the Michael Jackson thing. Are there going to be kids?
You know, I think it's going to be about as accurate as Hamilton. Mm.
So they're not going to mention the fact that he tried to start a civil war in our country then.
Yeah, they're not going to
I'm sorry, talk that was
Michael, yeah,
Hamilton.
Hamilton,
that.
Not Michael Jackson.
Nobody
Michael
knows.
Jackson just had the kids hold on to the bedpost in the far left corner, and then he was licking their assholes.
Yes, well, correct. Look, I mean, yeah, I assume, unlike in Hamilton, there will be no song called The Room Where It Happens in the Michael Jackson musical.
Yeah.
That'd be fun, though. You go see the Michael Jackson musical, and then you go back to the hotel room with the guy playing MJ.
Yeah.
That would be a fun thing for the immigrants.
You want to hear a fun thing about Alexander Hamilton?
Yeah.
So after the war, right, after the Revolutionary War, there were still quite a few of the American military that hadn't been paid yet.
Uh-huh.
So he went back and forth between General Washington and the Congress. General Washington, the officers in charge of the Revolutionary Army, and Congress, and he told Congress not to pay them, right?
Yep.
Then he told the generals or the commanders of the fucking Revolutionary Army that they should march on the Capitol to get their money. And then he sent a letter to Washington saying, hey, I think there's some stuff going on here in Washington, like straight up called him out. But for some reason, still put him in his cabinet. I never understood that. Alexander Hamilton is one of the biggest pieces of shit in American history.
And now he's a worldwide phenomenon for Lin-Manuel Miranda. Well,
yeah. Look, it's a good show.
Is it, Bob? I tried to watch it on Disney Plus. I got through about 15 minutes.
You can't
minutes
watch
and
a
I was
play
like,
on TV. It's fucking awful.
Just the whole thing. I'm not a big musical guy.
I actually watched Jersey Boys in a movie theater. So they did the play and then filmed it. That was actually pretty good. But it's like, that I think that's a little bit different.
Yeah. Also, and well, one thing with Hamilton, too, is that, like, you'll probably get more enjoyment out of it if it's like Jersey Boys, where there's like real good, like hardcore choreography. But Hamilton, they all just kind of walk around and sing at each other on the stage. There's like a little bit of choreography.
I think we should start doing that in our personal lives, but do it with jock jams instead of like, you know what I mean?
What, sing all our lyrics?
No, sing everything you fuck it. Like, one of my buddies, Bryce Borland in the Army, he's a total piece of shit. He would do this to fucking mess with people. He would say everything like he was singing a fucking power ballad or something.
Like, oh, how you doing today?
Yeah. And it was like, all right, at first pretty funny. Now it's just like, dude, you got to stop.
You got to stop doing that. Then was he doing it on purpose or was it a bit?
I don't know. It was a bit. Yeah.
Okay.
But
I enjoy that.
He showed up to the company one morning with like one of his eyebrows shaved off. And people, it was there. The second platoon in my company was fucked. They were just constantly pranking each other all the time. Uh-huh. They put like a bunch of Nair in his shampoo bottle and shit.
Oh, boy.
Fun time.
Have you ever had Nair on here? on your body, your person?
No, I don't think so.
It fucking burns.
Yeah, I would imagine. So it's disintegrating your fucking hair.
Not good.
No, I did. We did it as a college bet and put some Nair on.
What, on your beanbag or what? Because you don't want to do it on your hair or your head. It may not grow back.
Did the whole fucking thing, dude. And
it
stunk. Burning hair fucking stinks. Well,
it's got to be like some peroxide in there, right?
Or I don't know, like man. I've never seen it like it. Because what you do is you take either a rag or a piece of paper towel and then just wipe it off. And you can just see all the hair.
Hair fucking comes off.
It's awful.
We used to, if someone fell asleep, you know, the old shaving cream prank or whatever.
Yeah.
Instead, we would just get the darkest sunless tanner we could get from Walgreens.
Sure.
And put a big glob of that on their face and let them rub it in.
And that man grew up to be Donald Trump.
That shit doesn't come out for a while. One guy figured out how to get it out, and it involved a sponge, salt, and lemon juice. And he just sat in the kitchen for like hours.
Yeesh.
Scrubbing his own face raw.
God damn it. That sounds miserable.
Yeah, it wasn't great.
Nah, it wasn't great. The fun thing is about these immigrants, by the way, this is in the New York Post today, Bob. Just type in Row NYC Hotel, New York Post. They've got pictures of these immigrants there. They're all smiling and having a blast getting off this bus. I think I would be too. You want to talk about winning the jackpot? You don't want to stay in San Antonio.
No.
If you come across the border, no. I'd be pretty pissed off if I was in San Antonio. Now, you drop me off in the middle of Times Square. No wonder all these motherfuckers are happy as shit. Like, they won the lottery.
Yeah, I would set up a hot dog stand the next day.
Same.
Like, seriously.
Yeah.
Why not?
What's to stop you? And that's the one city where, I mean, that in LA, I guess, where you're always looking for workers under the table to pay them cash.
Well, right now, there's 11 million open jobs in the United States.
Yeah. So, like, I mean, they could go in pretty easily. Clean house.
I mean, maybe here's an idea. Let me run this by you. So, why don't we take all these people who are escaping shitbag countries that are socialist and authoritarian and give them all these jobs and let them work and build lives for their families here, and then kick all these bitches out from the Pacific Northwest that think that me, you know, wanting to go about my life without paying attention to them is somehow fascism.
Yeah.
Like, that would be dope. It's called just an exchange program. And, you know, for the incoming folks, we have the infrastructure set up. Everything is smooth, nice. You get everybody set up, get them social security numbers and all this stuff. You know, try to do background checks if you can, then keep an eye on them afterwards. But for the Pacific Northwest Antifa cunts, we just put them in trebuchets and launch them into the ocean.
Yeah.
With a life jacket.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But maybe we fucking chum them up a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Just in case there's sharks in the area.
Just in case. There's a lot up there.
Because here's what it's going to do. The receiving countries, Mexico, Guatemala, Honduras, all these places that people are coming from, they're going to get the best of the best.
Yeah.
Like, the shitty ones are just going to die in the ocean.
I agree.
The good ones get there, and then they're like, fuck, I fucked up. And now we only get the good ones back.
Exactly.
After that.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. What do you think? 6 months on that exchange?
Tops.
Yeah.
I think it's four to six. Yeah, something like that.
Bob, put those guys up on screen there. You got them. Look at how happy these fucking... Look at that.
Why wouldn't you be?
I know.
Check out my Samsung, motherfucker.
Yeah, where do they get nice cell phones at?
Everybody in the world has a nice cell phone.
Shit.
You know why? Because they don't cost shit. The fact that we pay $1,500 for them is a goddamn tragedy. Everybody I fucking ran into in Iraq had a goddamn cell phone.
Really?
Yes, every single motherfucker. And this was 2007.
Wow. Scroll down. There's another fun picture in that article, too.
Not only did they have cell phones, they had like fucking 20 gigs of porn on it.
Oh, really?
That I didn't even have yet. I'm like, give me that fucking phone.
Yeah, give me the phone.
Son of a bitch.
Well, I heard a lot of it was Michael Jackson type of porn.
Yeah, there's some blurred lines there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, it's like the age of consent in Iraq is like 13, you know?
Oh, Christ.
So,
yeah,
that's what it used to be here in America, by the way, in like the middle 19th century, just to be clear.
Okay. All right. But with that, yeah, Mexico, dude, they're bombing the shit out of that place right now. I didn't know. Did you see all the shit that was going down on the weekend in Mexico?
There's a lot of weird shit going on. I got some buddies down in Tulum right now, and I'm like, what the fuck are you doing there, man?
What would they say?
Nothing's going on. Benny's down there. He's in fucking Puerto Vallarta. He's got a place there. But
yeah.
Like those coastal areas, especially for, I don't know what the fuck's going on, but people are getting lit up all the time.
They've sealed off the border, I think in Tijuana and a couple other locations, and they've just been lighting shit on fire, buildings, cars. They killed like a radio DJ and like three of his, employees.
Was he talking shit or what happened?
Who knows? But it's just gangs flexing right now, and they're just burning shit to the ground and then shooting a bunch of shit up for no reason. And, and it's a crazy place down there. They're saying not to go to Mexico. There's a travel advisory out there for Mexico now.
I just think, like, if you're the U.S. State Department and your people are going somewhere that might be dangerous, just get them hooked up with a fucking gun when they get there. Why is that such a big deal?
I remember my dad used to go to he had to go down to Haiti for work here and there, and they would give him fucking armed guards and shit.
Yeah, somebody actually sent me, God damn it, I don't remember who it is now. But so one of our listeners is down in Mexico, and they sent me Yeah, they sent me a picture. I think it was in my message request. I just saw it and started laughing, and then got distracted by something. But they sent me a picture of one of those signs that say "You're a plague, get the fuck out." Talking about white people being in fucking Mexico. I didn't really, like, I believed it, but seeing it just on a random street corner from a fucking cell phone picture, that was really funny.
I think if a bunch of them get murked, that's what will stop this.
Well, there's 1.6 million Americans living in Mexico right now.
I know.
And I think so. How many do you have to murk for it to really matter? You know what I mean?
I think if you blow up a building or a car or something like that, then, you know, with a bunch of white ladies in it, people are going to get pissed off.
White ladies.
Yes.
But if it's a bunch of dudes, like the American press will be like, what were those dudes up to?
Exactly.
That's toxic masculinity.
If it's those white ladies that they're talking about on those flyers, I think that would get everybody up in arms.
Well, who do you think the Mexican folks are complaining about? Because, like, machismo is a big part of that culture. So it's not like... It's probably white Karens,
yes.
You think, right?
Yeah, that are that's
like,
what I think.
They're like trying to sell the thing that their family makes that gives them a living. And the Karen's like, I'm not paying that. Fuck you.
Yeah. Like, I'll make my own bracelets.
With their fucking short haircut that angles down into the front.
I'll make my own bracelets and sell them.
Yeah.
Damn it. I'll do all those things.
Etsy's fucking Mexico up.
I know. Now we're fucking up Mexico. You're welcome. Except for those guys that went up to New York. Good for them. Shit. Now's the point of the show. We get to the drinking bro of the week. Look at you guys, dude. Let's see this tequila. What do we got here? Who's holding the bottle? I've got to know what this is. Look at how big that is, Dan. Oh, look at her walk in with it. Holy shit. Are you allowed to come on camera? I don't know what you do for a living, but yeah, come on in.
They're on camera now anyway.
Yeah, hold it like it's a sacrament.
Look at that. This is a bottle of tequila. No shit. Man, that's awesome. Holy cow. All right, there we go. Look at this. This is nice. This looks like Asian, something from Asia, where it's a giant sake bottle. This is really, really nice.
To me, it looks kind of like one of those alien dicks that you can get at adamandeve.com. Turn that thing around.
Yeah, look at this.
Yeah, nice. It's one of those alien dildo things that you can...
Literally...
This is made in Mexico? You don't say. So maybe she's the white lady making shit. Are you bringing this shit?
There's probably
up from
a bomb in there, too.
If I didn't make tequila, I don't think I'd be working on my job
today. I know, right? You can go ahead and sit in Dan's seat here. This is really fucking nice. Jesus Christ. Thanks, guys.
As the local Asian, it didn't.
Yeah, absolutely. Look at this. Yeah. Man, we're going to keep this on set for like. How much was this, by the way? It's a reposado, it says.
$200.
How much?
I know.
$200? God damn, y'all got it like that? I appreciate it. I haven't bought a $200 bottle of shit for a long time. Oh, you went halvies. Yeah, well, I mean, look, I know it's not Pappy, but still 200. That's a lot for us dirtbags to spend. We appreciate it. Have you guys had this yet?
No.
Oh, you haven't? Let's see what. Come around behind her. We'll do the drinking bro of the week, and we'll each take a shot of this. You got some hard-ass seltzers? Good. All right. There's a shot glass there. How clean are those, Giorgio? Are these shot glasses all right?
They don't need to be clean.
What do you think?
Clean enough.
Clean enough for us or no?
You're putting alcohol in them.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah, it's self-cleaning.
If I get mucky punks, you know.
Like, oh, this smells delightful. Holy shit. And you guys haven't had this either?
No.
All right. I don't trust our own shot glasses because we went through a move. And it was filthy. So I was like, is that all right? I'm not sure. I'm going to drink out of the bottle old school. Cheers. So what's the name of this? This is Classe Azul.
Yeah, something like that.
Blue and classy is what that means. Reposado. This is some tequila. 100% Weber Blue Agave Ultra Premium. Let's go. Turn and burn, kids. Cheers.
Thanks, Joey.
It's got a nice handle on it where I can just grab it.
Does it?
Oh, shit. This is really good.
Is it?
Damn it. My God. I'm actually a big fan of this. Holy fuck. It'd be weird walking to a party with this, though, wouldn't it? It'd be like, oh, sorry. Did I put the light bulb in here? This looks like a whole fucking thing. Cheers. Turn and burn it. What do we got here? So we'll start with you. Put the mic about an inch from your face. What's your name?
Jordan.
Jordan, where are you from?
Wisconsin.
No shit.
Yeah.
You have a Wisconsin look to you.
Do I? Yeah, I don't know what that means.
It's very specific. Midwesterners have a very specific look to them.
Oh, do you want me to say bag?
Yeah. The farmers. Did you go to school at Wisconsin?
Yeah, I went to UW-Madison.
Oh, it's a fucking blast, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
If I could, I'd play Jump Around right now for you.
Please don't do that.
Huge fan. How many times do you hear that song up there? 400 a day, probably?
Too many to count. Too many for my liking.
I think, who was it? Everlast? He was the lead singer. What was the name of the group?
Oh, shit, I don't know.
He was the lead singer of, God damn it, dude. Jump Around was House of Pain.
House of Pain. Yeah.
But Everlast was the lead singer, right? And I think he wrote it. I don't think he's given up those rights anytime soon, just simply because of how many times they play in Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah.
Over and over and over again. Your football team's not going to be great this year, so I apologize.
No.
I apologize.
Mm-mm. That's okay.
How long have you been listening to the show?
Since I met that guy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Congratulations. You guys are engaged. Yeah. I found out earlier. Yeah.
Yeah.
Tequila's kicking in. I'm like, oh, shit. All right. Cool, man.
Oh, yeah.
Man. The monkeypox, bro. Let's go. How long have you guys been together?
2 years in September.
2 years. And now you guys are getting married. Where are you going to live at?
Madison.
All right.
For now.
Hell yeah. I get it, dude. If you're in love and you're comfortable, who wants to be in this fucking heat? Like, Madison's a blast.
Oh, yeah.
It's a party.
There's always
food
shit
is
to
great.
Do. Always.
There's always the cheese. I can have cheese on everything, dude. Like, I'm all in. I get it. I like Wisconsin. It's fun.
It's really fun.
I enjoy it. I'm not a big Milwaukee guy, but Madison's a blast. Let's go.
Oh, yeah. Then you throw in dirt track racing.
Yeah.
That's my niche.
And then you're good to go.
Yeah.
You're good to go. Who would you like to give the Drinking Bro of the Week to?
Shit, I don't know. I've never done this part.
Nobody has. I mean, until you come in. You want to give it to your fiance?
Sure.
There you go.
It's Colton, my fiance.
How long ago did he get you to start listening to the show?
A year ago?
Okay.
I think.
Yeah.
Basically, whenever we go on long drives, he's like, you want to listen to Drinking Bros? I'm like, sure.
Yeah, why not?
It's either that or Crime Junkies. So
okay.
We flip back and forth.
My wife likes Crime Junkies as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's nice. Cheers. Well, thanks for being here.
Thank you. Hop on in.
Hop on in there. Yeah. You just take a shot? You gotta drink out of it. You got to drink out of it. There it is. Yeah, look at that. That's a strong pour.
Yeah, you have monkeypox now.
It's a strong pour right there. You guys are straight. You're not getting monkeypox. Yeah, you're good to go. Go ahead and sit down.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Put it about an inch from your mouth, the microphone there. What's your name?
Right in the mouth.
Colton. Colton, what's your last name?
Eddie.
Colton Eddie?
Yeah.
You
strong,
got two first names?
Strong white name.
Two first names.
Like that.
That's weird, man. Colton Eddie's your last name?
Yeah.
I've met an Eddie as a last name.
Yeah, me neither.
Fast
outside
Eddie.
Of my family.
What was that? Was that your nickname in high school?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep. That's my fucking email account right now. So no shit.
I wouldn't give that out live on air, but that's fine. How long have you been listening to the show? About a year or two?
2020.
Okay, nice.
Beginning of 2020.
COVID,
yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
We have a lot of people who are like, hey, dude, we started listening to you guys in COVID.
It's about the same time I started working at the company I work with now, and my coworker's been listening to you guys probably fucking forever.
That's
as
awesome.
Far as I know. So
that's awesome. Yeah. COVID was when we started going 5 days a week.
Okay.
Because everybody was out of content. Hollywood shut down and all that shit. And they're like, hey, can we go every day? I was like, yeah, well, we got nothing else to do.
I mean, Ross, let's be honest.
Yeah.
I mean, COVID's when I started working here. So
it is.
So, you know.
It sure is.
Kind
of. You think it's because of you? You can say it. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, it's because of Giorgio.
It's for the people to say.
Yeah. It's for the people. That's fine. Yeah. It's for the people. Who do you want to give the Drinking Bro of the Week to?
I'm going to give it to the Smoke Show.
Yeah, so, there you go.
Absolutely.
How old are you guys? You guys are young.
25, 24.
25?
I'm 23. Well, 23.
She's 23? Yeah, you got a dope-ass mustache. People get married young in the Midwest, too.
That's how I got her, man. Yeah. My Tinder fucking just straight handlebar at the
was
time.
Was it really?
Not anymore, but...
The bio said, welcome to the shit show, and it was a picture of a guy in a mustache.
I guess that sold it. No.
Mustache rides for a dollar.
Fucking A.
Look at you. So. That's awesome. What do you do in real life?
I work construction.
Okay. So. That's cool. Shit. That's a good job. It's never ending.
It's all right.
Yeah. What do you really want to do?
I don't know, man. If I could do what you guys do, that'd be fucking dope.
Do a podcast?
We'll see. Maybe one day, right?
Fire it up. This shit's really not that expensive. I mean, obviously, this is another level. But if you're starting one, because somebody hit me up the other day, and forgive me, we try to answer most of the DMs. Sometimes we can't get to them. Somebody was like, hey, how much does it start for a podcast? And I'm like, and these mics, and I get the handheld ones, about $150 a piece. Those are Shure, what, Are they Shure 150s? 7B? These are the 7Bs. What are the handheld ones called? Georgia?
Shure 58s.
Yeah, so put the camera on him. That's what it is right there. Shure 58s. Okay. Put the camera on Giorgio real quick. There you go. Yeah. Those are $150 a piece. The cords are fucking $10. And then there's something called a Zoom HD recorder. They plug into that. I think the Zoom cost me $399 for the last one.
You can do better than that.
Really?
Yeah.
What do we got?
You can do better than the Zoom.
I don't. But if you're starting off, who gives a fuck? I do it for Uncirked. It sounds great. Sounds fucking great. We do it on Patreon all the time. Because I'll go and sit in a back room and get drunk and do that. Amen. Patreon show. Amen. It's fucking dark, dude. So you're probably looking at, I don't know, neighborhood of like $500-$600 if you wanted to get started, and then pop it up online, and you're good to go. So if you want to give it a shot, do it. Do it on the weekends.
Fuck it.
Yeah, right. Don't quit your day job. Definitely don't do that.
No, quit your day job.
Pretty close.
You got a lady here. Yeah, like, right. You got somebody else to think about. And then you brought Pedro from Napoleon Dynamite with you.
Dude, what do you think he is? Nationality, over under. What do you think he is?
Filipino.
Holy fuck.
Am I right?
God damn.
Yeah, I nailed it.
First time, first try. Yeah. Holy shit.
Yeah, nailed it. Yeah. I like it's the whole, he looks like William Hung. You know, it's the whole outfit. It's great.
He's wearing a Hawaiian shirt.
Yeah. It's more than Hawaii. It's got a gun on it and some sunglasses. Yeah. So that's a nice one. Is that a Black Rifle Coffee one?
No, it's
I know they have I think they had some for a while.
I think it's OAF Nation.
Okay, OAF Nation.
I mean,
yeah.
I'm name dropping the wrong person.
No, it's fine. We've bought some shit from those.
It doesn't
guys.
Matter. They're not fucking paying him anyway.
Yeah,
so
who cares?
Who really gives a
who
shit?
Who cares? Come on and sit down. Tell us your name.
Am I doing a shot or?
Yeah, you're doing a shot. Come on, dude. On camera. Do it on camera. There you go. Boom. That's a big boy shot. She's driving home. Look at that. That shit's really fucking good, though. It goes down pretty smooth, yeah. Ooh. Yeah, there it is. What's your name? Don't worry about it. They can't hear it.
My name is Joseph Goff.
Joseph Goff? Joe Goff.
Yeah, G-O-F-F.
Yeah.
Strong white name for
it
sure.
It is.
Yes.
Is that your God-given name or is that your American name?
It is my God-given name. My dad met my mom in Hawaii, so...
Oh, it's OIE. I hate to, sorry for correcting you, but you get it.
Yeah, more or less.
Obviously never been to the islands like I have, but yeah, it's OIE. Yeah. So welcome. What do you do?
Well, I work for a telecommunication company where whether you have it or not, that might be a different question.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Are you a telemarketer?
No.
You fucking son of a bitch, dude. Are you calling my fucking phone?
Yeah.
Are you the guy that's calling my phone every day?
No, not calling you, but...
I've got a special announcement about your car warranty, and I'm like, oh, Christ, here we go.
Well, if you've been having problems with the internet, I hear you guys
we
have
a
problem all the time.
Yeah.
I'm the guy.
Oh, you're the fucking guy?
Yeah, I'm the guy who comes out here.
No shit. Yeah. Can you do ours? Can you dig it up? We'll pay you.
Yeah.
We'll pay you to do it.
No, unfortunately, I don't have my meter with me, so it's
you
like my hands
fucker.
Are tied.
Oh, you know? Yeah. They're tied. It's 108 degrees outside. Yeah. Your hands are fucking tied.
No, when I rolled up on the place, like whoever hooked you up didn't do a really good job.
No shit, because it's Austin. Everybody here sucks.
Yeah, I mean...
Everybody's so fucking lazy here. I hate it. 30 seconds after I hate it. I love the look. The food here is awesome. There's a lot to do. The entertainment, the rest of it, is fucking bullshit. Just absolute bullshit.
Oh yeah.
Property taxes are double Los Angeles, and the people are every bit as lazy. So yeah, you too. Now that you're here, you've already eased into it. You're like, oh yeah, I'm not doing any of that.
Yeah, well, I don't
we'll
have
pay
my,
you to dig out.
I don't,
dude,
I don't have my ladders
internet.
With me or anything. How am I supposed to
get a ladder right there?
Well, I got to replace your line. Like, oh man, your line is garbage.
I know,
bro.
Dude.
Come
take
on.
Your time. We'll pay your day rate. You're here, you know? Is that what it is? The line's garbage and everything else?
If I had to make a wild guess, yeah, it's probably pretty bad.
All right. Who's your carrier? You can plug them. I don't care. Who do you work for?
It'd be Spectrum.
Oh, it's Spectrum?
Yeah.
Fuck you, dude. It's me, Spectrum.
Yeah, I told you. Like, I know you have Spectrum.
So was it just a shit bag that put it in?
I don't know who put it in. I'm not going to say...
Who? Georgia, was he white? Were you here? Was he white? I guarantee he was a white, lazy Austin guy.
The line was installed when the building was built.
Yeah, I mean, well, how long ago was the building
built? 96.
96? Oh, man. Yeah. If it's been that long, that line is, you know, 30-plus years old.
He should have replaced it, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, he didn't do it.
Yeah.
He didn't do it? All right, good.
Probably
good.
Something that would have happened during the sale of the building, maybe.
No, not at all. So utilities are out on commercial sales. So I mean, you could fight for something. You can't. No, actually, not internet. You couldn't do it. Couldn't do it at all. Fuck that guy, dude. Holy shit. Now I'm angry about it.
Just seeing, I
give me the tequila. I'm going to have one more shot now that I'm pissed off about it.
Yeah, well, I got to.
You
got to
do a
shot
first.
Yeah.
I'll do it after you so people don't know that I'm not racist. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Monkeypox is not for straight. Is he gay?
So a nice email should have them come run a new line, possibly.
Mike's email?
A nice email.
Oh, a nice email.
Yeah, can you send a nice email?
I mean, I...
You're the president of Spectrum.
Fuck, that's Tom Rutledge. Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah, Tom Rutledge's name.
What's his sitch? Fun guy?
I don't know.
Does he like to party? Does he do blow?
Yeah, I mean, I won't say it.
Yeah, he looks like it, right? He looks like that. That guy looks like he does blow for fun, where it's just like, hey, it's Saturday. Let's have some Papa John's.
Yeah.
Let's do a fucking rail.
Yeah. No, he's the CEO of the place.
Okay. And you can't fix our shit here today, is what you're saying.
I don't have the line.
Got all the things you need right there in the corner. I'm looking at them right now.
I don't know where the local Spectrum company place is.
Right down the road. Georgie will get that addressed to you in about 5 seconds.
Let me get that Addy.
Yeah. See what we can do here.
I'll go grab some RG11. We'll run this line out, you know.
Yeah,
I'll get you good fittings.
The only people I trust in this, now that we've had some shots together, let's get into some real shit. The only people I fucking trust in life anymore are Drinking Bros and listeners. That's it.
Okay.
That is fucking it, dude. I've gotten.
Well, I mean, a lot of us are gay, though. So I mean,
and that's fine. I don't give a shit. Like
no.
But you're all hard
Filipinos.
Workers.
Filipinos are a lot of
gay Filipinos.
Oh, yeah.
That's fine. You ever fucked a dude?
Have I ever fucked a dude?
Yeah.
Not yet.
Okay, but you keep the door open. That's a nice thing because you don't know how wild it's going to get later on in life.
Who knows? I mean, what happens if like in the future I actually get a man pregnant? Like what happened? You know?
Well. That would be a blast, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I mean, like...
You can take paternity leave for 2 months like Pete Buttigieg.
Yeah,
that'd be fun. Do you want to have a baby?
I mean, I wouldn't mind.
Really? Are you that dude who wants to have a fucking baby? Because I read this shit online where people are like, man, I'll never get to know about the joy of pregnancy.
No, I
look at it like a goddamn nightmare.
No, I don't know how to get out of my pee hole. Like, the...
You're going to have to switch it on over to the other side, hombre.
Have you ever watched, like, Two Kids in a Sandbox?
Is it a movie? No.
Hey, pull that up real quick.
Two Kids in the Sandbox?
Yeah, it's on a lot of the phones Dan found in a wreck.
Oh, God, dude. I'm good. The last thing we need is child porn charges here out of this show.
No, it's not children, you know. If you want, instead of actually seeing it, it's basically where a female gets a dildo and fucks your pee hole.
Oh no! Yeah. What is it called?
Two Kids in a Sandbox.
Two Kids in a Sandbox.
You have to have a foreskin for that.
Damn it! Yeah, you gotta have some foreskin.
No, that's not like that's dry docking. With the foreskin, that's dry.
Where's Jake Goldman?
Yeah, that's so you're just going right into the pee hole.
Yeah.
Now we did have the metal sticks that were going in pee holes, and that was the only way people could get off. And that was fun.
Now, like, if you look up Two Kids in a Sandbox later, it's actually like a. Like a, I don't know, maybe this big or so.
Oh, God damn. Fuck. No, don't even put it on screen, Bob. I'm going to fucking throw up. We had the whole meat spin thing the other day. I'm all good.
That's why I brought it up, because I heard about the meat spin,
I'm
so I just had to bring
out.
It up.
What's, who do you want to give the Drinking Bro of the Week to?
So for Drinking Bro of the Week, I want to bring it to my brother,
Daniel
Goff. He's coming up on his one-year anniversary with his wife. He just got married back in August a year ago. So
congratulations.
Yeah. Well,
send him a video of two kids in the sandbox.
Yeah.
Just let him know how it's done.
I'm sure he'd love that one.
Yeah. Look, you guys have been drinking Hard AF seltzers here, bringing fucking amazing tequila in the studio.
He's on drink number 6. I'm on number 4, and then plus the shots.
Good luck. You guys are blackout central. She's driving you back, right?
Yeah, we're not driving. You
okay,
know.
Good.
I mean, we're from Wisconsin, so I mean, like.
Sure, you got to stay for a while.
You know how many DUIs, you know, what's a DUI to us?
Exactly.
Everybody
in Wisconsin's got one, right?
Yeah, we all pretty much. I have a friend, I'm going to name drop him, Jack. He's got what? Three DUIs now?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, he's 23, 24.
And he's not stopping.
Probably not. I mean, if you've met the guy, you would know he'd probably get a DUI while we're down here.
The
so.
Fourth one is jail time, right?
No. You can go like 6 or 7 before.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. You can go pretty far. Yeah. But if you know the judge and everything, you can go pretty far without a doubt.
Really?
Yeah.
Look at you fucking dirtbags. Yeah. I love it.
And like the first DUI, it's only cost you like $2,000.
Okay.
Right. Which is fucking jump change.
Yeah, for a guy like you at Spectrum? Yeah, dude. Big dick in us with a 200 bottle of tequila? Yeah. You're good to go.
Yeah, well, you know, I checked your internet like a week ago. And it's.
Oh, you did yourself?
Yeah, I can do it remotely, so you I took fucker. A look at it. Yeah.
Dude, changing that. Make it better. Make America great again, goddammit, dude. Be part of the solution, not the problem.
I can only do my best.
Fucking shit. Goff? Yeah. Man.
You'll remember me forever.
All right. Yeah. All right. Well, hey, we appreciate you guys being here. Hopefully you enjoy the hard AFs. Absolutely. That 8% will sneak up on you.
Yeah. I brought some in the van or in the car there.
Yeah.
Because I bought a rack.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Fucking awesome.
We appreciate it. Oh yeah, Wisconsin. We need to get in Wisconsin soon. Yeah. We're working on it.
Fuck Florida.
Come exactly. On. We're working on it. We're working. Well, Florida fucking parties. Yeah. You think Wisconsin parties? Florida parties. I mean, that's.
Well.
Yeah. You might put your own dick in an alligator down there.
I mean, so. Would it be nice though?
No idea. Haven't tried. It sounds like you just want to fuck anything at this point. Like you want to be pregnant. Well, you want to fuck an alligator. A dude, maybe?
Yeah, well, you got to think about the inside skin. Like, how soft would that be on an alligator?
I don't know. The outside's pretty rough, though.
Yeah, well, I mean, the inside's completely different. Like, you fucked people before, you know? Like,
yeah, sure.
It's completely different than on the outside.
It,
you know?
It might be, but it's still going to be rough on the outside, my man. Putting that wiener in there is going to be tough. We appreciate that's what happens when you come down and have 6 or 7 hard AFs and then you start drinking out of a grandma's vase. We appreciate you being here. For D'Anthony, D'Anthony Holloway, I'm Ross Patterson. This is the Drinking Bros Podcast. Good night, everyone.